by transcription.
The Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery. A new Carlton E. Morse adventure thriller, Incident Concerning Death. Eight o'clock at night at the Stag and Hound Inn, high up in the Sierras. Jack, Doc, and Reggie arrived at this isolated spot seeking a respite from adventure. But a series of strange happenings began immediately on their arrival and culminated last night in a murder. Besides the three comrades, the only persons at the inn are Dusty Irwin, the innkeeper, his wife, his stepdaughter, and one other guest, a woman named Moira Vostra. Jack decided to stay at the place for a time, despite the repeated warnings they'd had from Vostra and Dusty's wife to get out. Last night, Doc followed Miss Vostra out of the inn to see what she was up to. When he hadn't returned at midnight, Jack and Reggie went in search of him. They found that he'd been struck on the head while he was down in the canyon looking at a wrecked car which he had heard crash. There was no one in the car or near it. Later, the three of them came upon Vostra bending over the body of a man who had been strangled to death. Vostra said she came upon him by accident and denied knowing him. And he apparently is a stranger to everyone else about the place. Dusty left this morning to drive 50 miles to telephone the sheriff and coroner. He returned late this afternoon. The boys are in the dining room of the lodge. They've just finished dinner, and Dusty's wife is waiting on them.
Will you have some more coffee?
Not any more for me, thank you.
No, thanks.
Oh, just a touch, please, ma'am. Well, that's fine.
I think we should get out of here so Mrs. Irwin can get up and look after Effie.
Sure am sorry to hear your daughter feels worse tonight.
Hoping she'll be better tomorrow. Kept her in bed all day.
No, that's the best thing for her. I think she should stay in bed for several days. She looks pretty frail anyway.
Ain't never been well. I'm worried that the sheriff will bother her when he comes. Want to talk to her and all about that man that's laying dead down there.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that, Mrs. Irwin. No reason why you should bother her.
She didn't have nothing to do with it.
No, of course not.
You just leave it to us, ma'am. We can take care of that there, Sheriff. We've had experiences with sheriffs before.
Did Miss Vostra have dinner early?
I took her up some hot soup to her room. Said that was all she wanted. She's mighty upset over this killing.
Yes, I can imagine.
I don't think she done it.
Well, has anyone accused her of it?
You think she done it, don't you?
Why, no, not exactly.
I don't think she done it. If that's all you want, I've got some work to do in the kitchen.
Yes, that's all, Mrs. Irwin.
There's a fire out in the big setting room. You want to go out there?
She's a hard-working old lady, but boy, she sure is a joy killer. Man, I feel like I've been to a funeral.
Well, let's go in and sit by the fire, huh? See if that'll cheer us up a bit.
Yeah, I'm for that. Come on, Jack.
Look here, Jack, don't you have the feeling somehow that she knows more about this affair than she's telling? I mean, don't you get the impression that she's hiding something or that she's... Well, I don't know quite how to put it into words.
Well, she knows something, all right. I don't know what it is or whether we'll be able to get it out of her. She's a pretty cagey old gal.
Man, don't that big old fire look good. I think I'll just take this here laying down chair. Wonder where Dusty went off to.
Well, he was here in the lobby before we went in to dinner. Smoke, Jack?
Oh, thanks.
Ain't about time for a sheriff to be getting here. Past 8 o'clock. Dusty said he thought he'd get here around about that time.
Well, this goat trail that leads into this place isn't much of a road.
Don't tell me. We come over, didn't we?
Well, that's because you didn't watch the map. 50 miles out of our way, and then we end up here and get mixed up in a murder after starting out on a vacation, too.
Well, son, you was the one who wanted to stay after we got
here. He's got you there, Jack.
Okay. No use going over that again.
Oh, here comes Dusty. Hey, he's coming up from the basement.
Hmm?
You suppose he's been down there looking at that dead man?
By Jove.
Hiya, Dusty.
Huh? Oh, it's you fellas.
Yeah, just finished dinner.
Just finished dinner, you say?
Yeah, darn good, too.
That's fine.
How does he look, Dusty?
What's that?
I said, how does he look, our friend down there in the basement? You've just been down there, haven't you?
Oh, you mean the dead fella.
That's right. There's nobody else down there, I hope.
He's still there, all right. He's still there. I didn't go down to see him, though. I just heard a noise down there. Thought I'd go down and see what it was. Didn't see nothing. Just rats, I guess. Just rats.
Hearing must be improving.
What's that?
Must be pretty big rats to make enough noise for you to hear them.
Oh, yeah, well, we got some big ones around here. Wood rats, you know. I've seen them as big as a cat. Good size cat, too.
Say, ain't it about time for the sheriff to be getting here? I thought you said this afternoon he'd get here around 8.
Yeah, that's what he said on the phone. Is 8 already?
After.
Oh, my, well, he ought to be getting here any time now, then. He's going to bring the coroner with him. Be glad to get that there dead fella out of here. It's kind of creepy having a dead man in the house. I said it's kind of creepy having a dead man.
Yeah. I heard you the first time.
You heard me, yeah. Well. Hey, I forget every once in a while. I think everybody else is deep, too. Gets on the old lady's nerves. Yeah. Most everything gets on women's nerves, though, don't they? No accounting for it.
I understand your stepdaughter is feeling worse tonight.
Yeah, it's just a little cold. Yeah, she's always ailing, takes after her ma.
I don't know about that. She didn't look very well to me this morning. I don't think you'd better take any chances. You better keep her in bed a few days.
Oh, the old lady will give her a hot lemonade tonight. That'll fix her up. Trouble is, she reads too many books. I tell her she'll be just like that there Miss Vustry if she keeps it up. I never did see a bookworm yet that wasn't real crazy.
Dusty, I think you got something there.
Well, that must be the sheriff now. I'll go and let him in. He's been sheriff this county for 20 years, there. Well, how are you, Sheriff?
How do, Dusty?
Yeah, come in. Yeah, come over by the fire and get warm.
Right, chilly out, all right. Hey, time the county was doing something about the road leading here, too. Bad shape.
Oh, my, yes, and getting worse every winter. Sheriff, these here three fellas are stopping here at the place. This here is Mr. Long, Sheriff Dutton.
How are you, Sheriff?
Pleased to meet you.
And this here is, I never can remember names.
My name's Packard, Sheriff. This is Mr. York.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you. Well, Dusty, you've had some trouble up here, huh?
Well, like I told you on the telephone, Sheriff, these here fellas ran onto the body of a dead man last night, right out here, not 50 yards from the place.
Hey, wait. We didn't run on to him. That there mister...
Hold it, Doc, hold it. Let Dusty tell his story.
We'll get around to you later, young fella. Where's the body, Dusty?
We put him in the basement there. Hey, I thought you was going to bring the coroner along.
He'll be along a little later. He's driving up his dead wagon so he can take the body away. Can't make very good time with that. Thought I'd get up here as soon as I could, kind of look the ground over, so come up ahead in my car.
Well, looks like there's plenty of work ahead of you, Sheriff.
Yes, sir. Killing's bad business.
Oh, yeah.
First murder in this county in 2 years. Last one was an old shep, what's his name? You remember?
Oh, yeah. Hanging that fella, too, didn't he?
I bet you.
Yeah.
People in this county won't stand for no killing.
This here fella that was killed was a stranger to me.
Uh-huh. Never saw him before, huh?
Nope.
Who you got staying here beside these three fellas?
Got a woman, a writer from Hollywood.
Writer, huh? What's she doing up here?
Come up for atmosphere. That's what she said. She's up here to get atmosphere.
Atmosphere. Well, she ought to find plenty of that around these mountains, Dusty.
That's what I told her.
What's her name?
Vustry. Moira Vustry.
Huh. Foreigner?
Oh, yeah. She's got some kind of accent. I don't know what it is, though.
Foreigner, huh? Where's she now?
She's up in her room.
Well, we'll get around to her a little later. Nobody else here then but her and these fellas, huh?
That's all, except the old lady and Effie.
Uh-huh. Well, how is the missus and little girl?
Oh, pretty fire. Effie's a young woman now, though.
Guess that's right. Haven't seen the missus or Effie for several years. See the bodies down the basement?
Oh, yeah. Right down them steps over there.
Well, let's go down and take a look at it. Now, you say you found him right outside there.
Well, I'm a grandpappy to a mule.
What's the matter, Doc?
I've seen a lot of sheriffs in my time, but this one wins a blue ribbon. Man, what a detective. Don't he scare you, Jack?
Yes, sir. Sheriff Dutton would make Sherlock Holmes look like a schoolboy.
He and Dusty seem to be quite pally.
Yeah. Been sheriff of this county for 20 years.
You know, the suspicious looks he kept giving out.
Oh, sure. He's got the case all solved. You know who's guilty, don't you?
Yeah, he probably thinks we done it.
Oh, come now. Not really.
I wouldn't be surprised. How'd you like to spend the rest of our lovely vacation in the county jail?
Are you serious, old boy? I mean, do you think he actually suspects us?
Well, don't ask me. That old coot might suspect anything. He hasn't got sense enough to know when he's hungry. I wouldn't mind him so much if he wasn't so darn smug and pompous.
Well, are we just going to sit around and let him botch up the whole thing? Let's tell him we know something about this business ourselves.
Let's just let him go ahead and see what he does. We'll sit quiet for a while. We might have some fun.
Well, it ain't going to be any fun if he puts us in the hooscat.
Oh, don't worry about that. We can be as tough as he can. We'll have to get a whole posse up here before he can put us in the clink.
Well, son, this is beginning to sound interesting. How about it, Reggie? Could you go for a little fight, maybe?
I think what about you? I'm beginning to get soft, what with this vacation and all.
Yeah, I think we'll have to come up here every year for a vacation. How about it, Jack?
Oh, lay off me in that vacation, will you? Oh, here comes Dusty's wife.
Say.
Yes, Mrs. Owen?
Was that the sheriff who came in a while ago?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, where is he now?
Why, he and Dusty just went down to the basement to look at the,
At the dead man?
Yes.
Did you want to see the sheriff?
No. I was up with Effie, and she heard the bell ring. She wanted me to come down and see if it was the sheriff. Said she'd been laying there waiting for him to come. Couldn't sleep, but kind of waiting for that bell to ring. I'll tell her he's here. Maybe she'll go to sleep now.
I hope so.
If he wants to know where I am, tell him I've gone to bed and that Effie's sick.
All right, Mrs. Irwin.
We'll see that Effie isn't disturbed. Don't worry.
Thank you. Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Irwin.
Well, she seemed to kind of cotton to us, didn't she? Seemed kind of sweet, almost.
I don't know why, but that woman makes me sad every time she comes around.
Yeah, me too.
Uh-oh, look what's coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sherlock in person.
I wonder if they killed any rats down there in the basement. Well, how does it look, Sheriff?
How's that?
The body ain't walked off or anything, has it?
Quit kidding him, Doc.
It's your business, ain't no joking matter. Before I'm through up here, you're gonna realize it. Notice you got a plaster on the top of your head there. When'd that happen?
You talking to me?
Yes, you.
Why, let me think. What happened last night?
Who done it?
Well, mister, if I knew that, you might have another dead man on your hands.
You mean you don't know who done it?
That's what I mean. But I sure am going to find out.
Wouldn't by any chance have happened while you were struggling with somebody, would it?
No, sir, Sheriff. The polecat that done this to me sneaked up behind me and popped me. Things like this just don't happen to me when I'm struggling with somebody, because I always knock them out first.
Well, your actions last night, from all I can learn, is mighty suspicious. I hereby arrest you for the murder of the unknown man laying down there in the basement.
Well, Sheriff, you might think I'm arrested, but I'm a long ways from being in jail.
Further adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and produced by Carlton E. Morris, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. With Robert Dryden as Dusty, Louis Van Roten as the Sheriff, Agnes Young as Mrs. Irwin, and this is Ron Dunn speaking. This program came from New York, where school children, women's clubs, church groups, and civic organizations are swelling the chorus of Voices of America. Letter after letter is being beamed overseas by the State Department's Voice of America, telling the wide world what Americans believe in, hope for, and cherish. So put your thoughts on paper. Tell someone in a foreign land around your country. This is your chance to speak on the Voice of America. Write that letter now to Voices of America, the Mutual Network, Box 316. Times Square Station, New York 18, New York.
This feature is transcribed.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.